If you'd like to enjoy Wake Me Up completely ad-free and get access to exclusive bonus content, check out the link in the show notes for the Wake Me Up premium feed. Hey friends, and welcome to Wake Me Up. I'm Tyler, your host, and I'm so glad that you're here today. This week's episodes are based on the common theme of using our emotions productively. How can we use our emotions to achieve our goals? And today, we've got a really great meditation that's going to help with that. By the end of this practice and this week, I know that you'll feel more comfortable and more in control of your feelings, especially those ones that might be holding you back. You see, it isn't really possible to reach your goals without working through the emotional barriers that you have and connecting with the emotional fuel that drives you. So for the next 10 minutes, just let your focus come to your inner world and set the outside world aside. And with that, let's go ahead and get started. So find a comfortable position. I recommend that you meditate sitting up, but of course, we all have different preferences and different physical constraints, so just find a position that works for you. And once you've found that position, allow yourself to settle in. Let go of any tension that you're holding on to. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, slowly close your eyes. And just take this first moment to allow your mind and body to settle into a meditative state. And a few things that can help with that are relaxing your face, dropping your jaw, and softening your shoulders down. Simply follow that rise and fall of your breath at your own natural pace. And as you do, it will slowly draw you deeper and deeper within. All right, now that you're settled in, bring to mind one of your goals, perhaps even the one that you think about the most often, that thing you're most passionate about at this time in your life. And visualize that goal coming to fruition. See yourself holding that object of desire, or celebrating that moment of accomplishment. Whatever it is, whatever it looks like, just envision that and observe it. Continue to observe that vision of your own success and notice the sensations of your body as you do that. How does your body feel? What's the physical reaction And it might be a combination of many things. Freedom, joy, doubt, fear, maybe even unworthiness. Whatever comes up for you, just allow it to float to the surface. Don't run away from it. And watch what happens if you don't resist the emotions. Give that emotion permission to be expressed. Now take this visual a step further, picturing in your mind all of the actions that led up to this successful moment. You had to be consistent at something to achieve this goal. And what does that look like? And how does it feel in your body to see that consistency in your life? What does it feel like to show up for yourself every single day? In this visualization, can you see in yourself the confidence of someone who chooses to honor themselves so much that they take consistent action towards their goals? And what would it feel like to live your life as that person? Embody that version of you. And if any strong emotions have come up, acknowledge them and seek to be their friend. Emotions hold wisdom about our subconscious needs and desires. That's why it's so important that we don't run away from them. And instead, consider how we can shift our habits to meet those needs and to listen to those feelings. So take this last moment before we wrap up just to honor those feelings and emotions that have come up during this visualization and that you've made friends with. All right, you can let all of that go and begin to bring yourself back. It's time to wrap up our meditation. So notice any sounds going on around you. Notice the air on your skin. And notice whatever's supporting you. Whether it's the chair or a floor or something else. Take one last deep breath in. And on your exhale, open your eyes and just take a second to gather yourself. All right, so I hope you enjoyed that meditation, and I recognize that you may have had some difficult emotions come up. Maybe you had some really positive ones come up too. It's likely that some mixture of both arose. And that's okay. That's actually what we want. So thank yourself for taking the time to do this visualization. That version of you that you saw wouldn't be possible if you didn't visualize it first. And just by the fact of you being here, you've shown that you are willing to face emotions, good and bad, to reach the goals you desire. And that puts you at such an advantage. If you don't run from your emotions and instead use them as information about your needs and desires, then you can work to fill those needs and desires so that you can move forward in life. So if you want to dive deeper into that idea, then be sure to check in tomorrow for a motivational episode on this same theme. I hope to see you there. Until then, go out and have an absolutely fantastic day.